Welcome to the Fiyomi Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored by Lui Nishmas Rabbi Hauer, who is instrumental in encouraging the limud of Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yumo Daf Lamedvov in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch HaDalet, starting Daf Lamed Hamud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. It says, V'chiper ha'lakoydish, tzuch l'chavim k'neged ha'koydish. Koydish has to aim towards the Oren. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nechemya, Levi shematzanu bepara bo al kol ha'mitzvus. Para bo al kol ha'mitzvus, it's para helim dover. When the tzibur makes a mistake, and Beis Din paskin the wrong thing, and Am Yisrael follows through, so they have to bring a par. When you bring the par helim dover shel tzibur, where exactly does the kohen stand and sprinkle? Shu'oimed chutz la'mizbeach u'mazeh al ha'poriches. He has to stand outside the mizbeach, which means, in the heichol, we have the curtain between the Heichol and Kodesh Kadoshim, that's the Poriches. Right in front of it, you have the Mizbeach Azov. The Kohen stands in Paral Ndosh HaTzibur behind Mizbeach Azov. Meaning Mizbeach Azov is standing between the Poriches and the Kohen. We learn from a pasuk that says, Mizbeach HaKtorish Asom Lifnei Hashem, to tell the Mizbeach HaKtorish to be in front of Hashem and not the Kohen. So by parallel, Ndosh HaTzibur is Oymin Chutz HaMizbeach HaMazal HaPoriches B'Shah Shu Mozeh. It could be Yom Kippur as well. He will sprinkle outside of the Mizbeach, further away from the curtain. Talmud Loimar used the Girsi of Reb Chaim V'yotzo El HaMizbeach. After he finishes that, he says he goes out to Mizbeach. Mashma, he was standing inside, closer than the Mizbeach. Hey Chanoyo, where he was standing? Lifnim HaMizbeach. Continues the Gemara Lamed Vov Amud Aleph on top. Oheinu Medaber El HaMizbeach HaChitzon. Maybe when he says he goes out to Mizbeach, where he's doing the Avoido, the third stage of Yom Kippurim, is not the Mizbeach inside the Heichol, it's the Mizbeach outside. That's why it says going out. Talmud Loimar Shel Lifnei Hashem, it says in front of Hashem. Ayinu Medaber El Mizbeach HaPnimi, talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is in front of Hashem. It says the Gemara, Hakol Moedim Bepar Mashiach Veido. Par Mashiach is the par that Kohen Mashiach brings when he makes a mistake in Halacha. The Heido is the par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur. Everybody agrees when he sprinkles the blood, it doesn't have to touch the pareches, it doesn't have to touch the curtain. Reb Chaim says two reasons. First of all, because it says it's pnei pareches akodesh, means in front of pareches akodesh. And second, we just established that he's standing too far away. It's very hard to sprinkle from so far on the curtain. Ma pligim, but where's the machlekes? Bepar v'sesh shem akipurim, is tani tani tzach sheinugia. Is tani tani tzach sheinugia. The machlekes, does the blood have to touch the curtain or not? I went to Rome and I saw the pareches full of blood. It's from the blood that they sprinkled in Yom Kippurim. Rav Chaim adds, because it's going in a row, the same way the sprinkle of Yom Kippurim is. That's a good raya that the blood's supposed to touch the pareches. Maybe not, maybe it doesn't have to touch. But if it did touch, it didn't do anything wrong. So it could be the aim is not to touch, the blood should not touch the pareches. But if it so happened to be that it did touch, it's still okay. Any time you have blood of a korban, and he took from the blood, from the kli kodesh into kli choyl, is possible. We see this from the Mishnah in Zvachim that says, if he put from kodesh to choyl, he has to return it to a kli kodesh. Mash, if he did not return it to kli kodesh and threw it on his back, it becomes possible. Hami kli kodesh to kli kodesh le possible. If he takes it from one kli kodesh into another kli kodesh, it's not possible. Omar Rav Chagai, Kamei Rav Yosi. So Chagai said in front of Rav Yosi, Mastis Omerkin, that's our Mishnah. He takes from the dama par, from the kli that has the blood of the par, and he puts it into the kli that has the dama seir, the blood of the goat. How do we see from here? Meaning, he was referring to the end of the Mishnah. It says, it says that he put in, what was the order in the Mishnah? He had the blood of the par, he put it into the blood of the seir. And then he took both and put it back into the reik, into the empty kli. So the fact that you have an empty kli, that means originally it was considered to be empty as well. The blood of the seir was an empty. Why is it empty? So Chaim explains the par, there's more blood of a par than a seir. Seir is a small animal. So even though there is blood of the seir in the kli, but it's mostly empty, and the fact that we're calling the kli of the par afterwards empty, that means originally the dam of the seir was considered to be empty, has the shame of empty. So you see, the from mullet to reikon is okay. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosi Bar Aboin, the way he did it was a little different. He It means it really considered bimale. They're both a fourth. Par and seir considered bimale. There's a little more room in the seir. He puts the par into seir. From mikan ve'elah, going forward, choizu boilum to chli hacher k'deshivol kol tzorkon. Then he takes that mixture and he puts it into a completely empty kli to make sure that it mix well. So that's the raya that you can take from kli mole and put into kli reikon. So the one nine shu zoku kli haris, who say you have to mix the par and the seir together? Tomud loyma ve'lokach mitam par mitam seir. B'zmat shu mu rovim, it says the par and the seir mash there together. Yochol mazav niatzu and mazav niatzu. Who said? Maybe he means that each one is on its own. Tomud loyma v'chiper aaron al karnos of achas b'shono. It says again, he's going to be mechaper at the corners of his be'ach b'nim once a year. Achas b'shono mechaper, ve'inom mechaper shtayim b'shono. As meduyek, you do only once. If you do the par alone, the seir alone, it's not once, it's twice. But says the Gemara, maybe, or neymar, the par achas b'shono lo shtayim b'shono. Maybe it means once a year you do from the bull's blood. But not that you're not going to do seir alone. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Tanya b'shmol midam chatas ha-kippurim achas b'shono yichaper olov l'duraisichim. So chatas ha-kippurim refers to both, the par and the seir. And it says achas b'shono yom yichaper ve'inu yichaper shtayim b'shono. So the whole chatas has to be once, not twice, which means par and seir have to be mixed together. Now this, that you have to mix the par and seir is a machlokes, as we'll see in a moment. There is a mandoma that holds the par and seir need to be mixed. There's a mandoma that holds they don't have to be mixed. They shouldn't be done each one alone. But says the Gemara, Kol moedim b'sheva azoy shelamato shutzorich leharois. The seven that you have to do lamata means the harosh mizbech, in the middle of mizbech, you have to sprinkle seven times, that for sure has to be mixed. Tekhtiv sheva v'lar barisrei. That's have to do seven times only, not 14. So what is the machlekes? The machlekes is only regarding the four ratonas that he puts on the karnas, puts on the horns. Says the Gemara, we're going to use the gears of Abchaim. Kibel midam apar, he accepted the blood of the par, umidam aser, and accept the blood of the seir, b'shloisha koisus. So Gemara at this stage understands, he got from the par one kois, and the seir another kois, and the third kois was either the par or the seir. So he has two koises from the par, and one kois of the seir, or two kois from the seir, and one kois from the par. And what's his intention? Litan me'echod al-abadin, one of them will be the matona, the first stage of Yom Kippurim, between the badim in Kodesh Kadoshim. Me'echod al-poreches, the second one will be on the curtain, the second stage. Me'echod al-mizbeach azov, and the third one will be on the mizbeach. Ezemem zokel lohoris, which one he will mix. So Gemara says, first of all, this whole premise doesn't make any sense. V'yesh odo mechash v'chatzi kapar. He needs to do par and seir in each day. I can divide and have one par, one seir, one par. Says the Gemara, elakini, that what we meant to say is as follows. Kibo midam par b'shloshe koisus, midam seir b'shloshe koisus. He accepted the par in three cups. Accepted the seir in three cups, the blood. Liter me'echad al-abadim, u'me'echad al-pariches, u'me'echad al-mizbeach azov. There's three different stages of Yom Kippur. So he accepts in three different cups. Each cup is for one stage. So the first stage you will do for cup number one, that's what he's going to do in Kodesh Kadoshim. The second stage is going to do cup number two of the par and cup number two of the seir to do in the pariches. And the third stage is doing on the mizbech. Now the shayla is, Ezemem uzok laharis. What does he have to mix? Obviously the third one he has to mix, which goes on the mizbech. But the shayla is, do you have to mix also the first two? Meaning, do we treat all of them to be one big korban? So you have to mix always the par and the seir? Or no, it's three different stages, and you're focusing now on stage three, that's where you put the par and seir together. Says the Gemara, it's the flukto dev zeiru dev hilo. It's a machlekes. The ispalgun, they argued. He grew shloish zukus. He made a goyrul for three different pairs. You have to bring two seirim Yom Kippurim, but he brought three pairs of seirim. What was the point? Each one does another stage, one in the hint between the badim, one in the pariches, one on mizbeach azov. Which one he will send the pair, the second one in the pair, second animal in the pair, to go la zozel, to be the seir mishtalech. Rav Zeir omar lechaper olov eshu mechaper boy. Whatever you do kapar with. Chaveir mishtalech, another one has to go to be seir mishtalech. Et sheherim skape en chaveir mishtalech. If there's no kapar, you don't send seir mishtalech. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment, here all three are kapar. The one who finishes the kapar, chaver mishtalech, so its peer goes to become seir mishtalech. The one who doesn't finish is not mishtalech. So it explains the Gemara. According to Zero, whatever is involved in the kapara, its peer needs to go see a mishtalech. So here I have three peers. So you have three animals will be see a mishtalech. According to Avila, only the one who ends the kapara, his peer was going to go to see a mishtalech. So comes out, what's the machlekes? Rav Chaim explains. Zera holds that all of them consider to be one big animal. Even though they're three different peers, there's one big animal. According to Avila, no, the third stage stands on its own. Says in Gemara, the same thing over here. According to Zera, it's all one big thing, so therefore I have to mix together the bloods of the power of Seir in all three stages. According to Avila, is only the one who's actually going to be the one being in the Mizbech. That's the one that has to be mixed up, because that's the one who's the stage that's doing that avoida. You don't consider all three to be one big carbon. Each one has its own stage. With this, we conclude Yoshalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Vov.